Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam, you just want to start speculating right away with absolutely no journalism behind it? Who the biggest name is, if Robert Kraft is not the biggest
name.
Funny
you mentioned that, because I was just looking at somebody tweeted something to that effect, and then somebody responded with a GIF. Do you remember when Norm MacDonald used to host a weekend update on Saturday Night Live, what his ongoing joke was?
No, I don't.
You guessed it, Frank Stallone. So somebody responded with that. Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
You guessed it. Frank Stallone.
Is Frank still with us?
Yeah.
He is still with us. Well, you know what Frank thought? I could use the pub. I'm not sure this is the way I really want to get the pub. Yeah. Adam Schefter. It'd be a heck of a scoop for Schefty here. What would you say? It's Schefter. It's Adam Glazer. Or not Adam Glazer. Jay Glazer. Jason Lock on Four. Right? The top NFL scoopers.
Oh,
but if all of a sudden.
Mort?
I don't know if Mort still does it anymore. It's amazing that Mort.
Ian Rappaport?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport, that's a good one. But all of a sudden, if this turns out to be, well, I mean, didn't sound like Adam was waffling in any way, was it? That Robert Kraft is not the biggest name. And people are already going to, okay, who else lives in the area? Because then you got to try to match up the age. So that's a show Adam's going to do off air, where he's just going to randomly toss out names of who it might be. You want to give us one name on air?
Who I'm thinking?
Yep. How about this text? So much for Deflategate. Takes on a whole new meaning with Robert Kraft.
Oh, come on. I don't need that image in my head. That is brutal.
I saw one too, referring to a seventh ring.
Massage parlors, apparently. Still a big thing, you know? Didn't you tell me you're just about to vacation in Jupiter?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, you've altered your plans. All right, let's get to the news earlier, because I want to get to a bunch of items, including the new rules of communication, according to a story I saw today. Do they match up with our own rules of communication? Because here I'm looking at two people who I talk to often, but neither one likes the phone to communicate, to talk at all. Both are much better through texts and tweets and all sorts of other things. Adam has an update right now.
26 degrees now in the Twin Cities. The hour's top story, Karl-Anthony Towns, questionable for the Timberwolves tonight after he was involved in a car accident last night on the way to the airport. Timberwolves interim coach Ryan Saunders confirming that news to reporters in New York today.
He was involved in a car accident on the way to the airport yesterday. He was ended up taking a commercial flight out last night. He's back at the hotel resting, and we'll continue to evaluate him throughout the day.
As Saunders mentioned, Towns was able to make a later flight to New York City, where the Timberwolves face the Knicks tonight. No details about the car accident available yet. It's the Wolves and the Knicks pregame at 6 p.m.
Listen, that's a big one. I mean, hey, I'd say Ollie Frazier. I'd say when the Rangers first won, and when the Yankees were going for their fourth straight title with Mariano Rivera, somebody suggesting that Kraft now has a better shot to run for president. The text earlier we got, no Timberwolves should be driving during the winter. Calm down.
Was it during the winter or to the airport?
I'll go back, but yeah.
Oh, that is a little strange. Well, I guess not.
They're adults. They can drive a vehicle.
They must have indoor parking there where they can keep it.
No, they do not. They park at, I'm not going to say where, but I did this for a about a decade and a half. They park at one of the smaller airports out there.
Yep.
Now, here's the la-di-da. They used to have a guy who, if the players would pay them, and some were such cheapskates, they wanted it, wouldn't pay, would come out, and when the team returned, would start up the cars. Right? But they're allowed to drive a vehicle.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, I'm glad Kat's okay, but I don't think we need to have, you know, Uber to pick up these guys every single time.
Who was it at the end of the season, the Twins, a couple years ago, they rear-ended each other on the way to the airport? And it was just like, it
just fit the season?
It fit the season so well.
Well, I mean, it would fit the Wolves' 30th season if somehow something did happen to by far your best player. But I know I'm having a watch party tonight for this Wolves-Knicks game, and I know you guys are coming
Patrick
over. Patrick Ewing's going to be.
John Tibbs, Starks.
Tibbs is coming over for it, so.
Doing that weird smile thing before it goes on the air.
And then kind of turtling even more. Yes, we're getting plenty of Tiger. And how far is Mar-a-Lago? Yes, we're all chuckling.
10 miles.
At those jokes. It is 10 miles from Mar-a-Lago. Somewhere Chuck Barkley is coming up with the same joke that he used last night. You know, the expression is in baseball, right? If somebody's lost their fastball, right? And now they got to go with the breaking ball, the changeup stuff. And then it's used at times for other people, right? Where this guy hasn't lost his fastball. Chuck Barkley has not lost his fastball. He is still one of the all-time greatest sports broadcasters ever. I mean,
he's a national treasure. I said it today. He is a national treasure. And I'm trying to think why he is that. I mean, obviously,
he's fearless.
He's fearless. He'll say anything.
And there are never any repercussions. We have put
That's
Chuck,
the thing about it.
We've put Chuck in this category where he can say things in this hypersensitive era we're in now, where people's careers are ending, or the apology tour is going on, and Chuck, he can say anything about race, about gender, about religion, because I guess people feel like he's winking along with us. You know, that there's a likability. I mean, is who else in the media, not even sports media, comes close to audacious, ballsy, borderline, you know?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, right?
And that's what a lot of his followers like about him, is that he doesn't care.
Love about him, right? Now, Chuck doesn't go as far as the president in certain cases, but can you think, you're 100% right, Trump's, I mean, with him or further, but is there anybody else in the meet? Like, people are going to say Cosell, because Cosell took on, you know, the jockocracy, took on, basically he was just saying, you athletes are stupid, I'm smart, and Howard was brilliant, and he also was poking fun at the other broadcasters, who he basically just said, you're butt kissers. You know, you're Frank Gifford, right? You're good looking, you're a former athlete, but there's no depth to you. And we bring up Chuck because last night, I didn't see it, but I'm glad you said it to me, because I watched it like three times laughing. They're doing a variety of things, and then they get into Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
And Chuck is laughing. He's like, Jussie, here's what you need to know. Next time you commit a crime, don't write a check.
Right.
Don't write a check. And again, in this era, like now, somebody could listen and say, oh my God.
Yeah.
What has happened to CCO? Where is Franklin Hobbs?
Yeah.
Well, again, Chuck gets away with it. And then he also, at the end, even more edgy, said, hey, Jussie, you just could have solved this easier if you would have just walked around with Liam Neeson in his neighborhood. Yeah. Right, I'm a bad human being. I laughed.
Yes.
You laughed?
Yeah.
I know Charles doesn't really want that to happen. That's still where comedians run into this stuff, Adam, where...
Yeah, I mean, if Charles Barkley is white and says that, I don't think we're laughing as much, right?
He's given more latitude. But I'll tell you what, he does call out.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think anybody is a sacred cow with Chuck Barkley, you don't watch him, including himself. I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody who is in television sports broadcast. I'm not talking on the radio side or locally, because there's a lot of super talented people, because people have this image, oh, sports radio has to be this. Yeah. Try listening to some of the great sports radio stations. There are many shows that never talk sports, and they're great at it, including this town. I'm trying to think of who would be closest. Because, listen, he also will talk at times, and they're watching a game, and he's like, this is the worst game I've ever seen in my life. I'm back there watching, you know, Wheel of Fortune, or I'm watching the Kings play the Canucks right now. But I can't think of anybody who approaches him. Cosell, right? He did. Okay, look. Howard Cosell, texture points out, Alvin Garrett, a wide receiver for the Washington Redskins, and he made the awful, used the awful phrase, look at that monkey run, right? And it was one of those where anybody at that time went, whoa, you can't say that. What helped Howard out? He had been so involved in civil rights in this country, speaking out with Ali, speaking out with Jim Brown, speaking out in New York City. He had credibility. That doesn't mean he didn't receive any of that, any negative feedback. I'm trying to remember, where was that near the end of Howard's career? Because that had to be pretty close, right? Maybe we need to look that up, but I'm just trying to think of somebody close. Smollett, we're not surprised. An Empire said we're dumping him from the final two. He is sticking with it, right? He went there. I mean, how bizarre must that have been on the Empire set yesterday, you guys, when he goes there after he had been indicted, had fled from the authorities, runs to the car, and then shows up on the Empire set. If you didn't know he was coming, do you think you would have expected him to show up? I would say no way. And he was adamant that no, he is still innocent. There was one report today suggesting that he's going to try to say that he has a drug issue and that this part of it. Somebody's talking about Howard Cosell, back to Howard and drinking. Yeah, Howard and having a cocktail or two. That was definitely a part of his rep. My father, in about 15 minutes, the rules communication in the digital era. We'll get to that. And also a speeding topic. It's 20 past 2 on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, let's go over this list real quick. 15 unwritten rules of communicating in the digital age, according to a Twitter list. Don't randomly FaceTime people. If you want to FaceTime, shoot them a text or call first. Adam, how often do you FaceTime someone?
Quite a bit. The girls, FaceTime the girls all the time.
Right.
It's kind of funny because the guy who was the caretaker of our house in Mexico.
Yeah.
Elias was his name, or Elias.
Elias, yeah. He wrestles for the WWE, I think, on the side.
His English is about as good as my Spanish.
Okay.
But it was great because we got each other's phone numbers and we were communicating via text. I would translate my texts and then send it to him.
Oh, nice.
So it was actually very, and he,
that's a smart idea.
Towards the end of the trip, he asked me, he's like, where are you getting your, I said, it's just Google Translate. He's like, oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, yesterday I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I had a FaceTime from Elias.
And?
I didn't answer. I assumed he was.
What?
Butt dialing me.
Well, what?
What's butt in Spanish? But
booty, I think it is.
But yeah. I get the, every once in a while I get the butt FaceTime. Somebody wants to FaceTime with me.
I had FaceTime on my text the other day. Does that make sense? Where it literally listed a FaceTime fail on this texting chain. I did not understand it. I mean, Q, Carla, someone randomly, I know here at work and I need to talk to them about something. No, I would not FaceTime. Would you just randomly reach out to somebody, Lindsay, through FaceTime? Does that make sense at all, or does it have to be somebody you know well?
Well, I have an Android, so I don't FaceTime.
Android doesn't have something comparable, though?
I'm sure they do. I don't like talking on the phone. I don't know why I would want to talk to a video.
One-word text like okay or LOL are conversation killers. Don't respond in the one word. Well, I think Lindsay would say, that's what you're trying to do.
Kill the conversation?
Well, sometimes, right?
Yeah, well...
Not always.
If there's no need to respond, just don't do it. Because then you're going to respond with that smiley face or that LOL, and then I'm going to feel the need to respond. It is interesting, though, once you get into a habit of communicating with someone, my text chain with my friends.
Yep.
It's the three of us on it. And we just kind of know how the other person works.
Adam? You big LOL guy?
LOL, Larry, LOL. I'm not a big – I like to go for the LMFAO when I'm really,
Yeah. In fact, that's what you're wearing today. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever cranked out LOL. Other ones, right? But I don't know. If someone you know comments on a photo or video you posted, you should respond. Every time? No, you don't have to respond every single time. If someone communicates to you using a certain form of communication, email, then you're expecting to respond using the same form of communication. No. Again, if it's through work or if it's through business, but if for some reason, Lindsay, you will send me stories or you will send me ideas through an email. I often will text you back. Do you feel like you have to respond through the same communication form?
No. But we also have that down to a pattern, so
that's kind of a different thing. True. You're right. Don't like your own posts. Adam, you're big in liking your own posts, right?
Yes.
You do that an awful lot.
And then I retweet it and reshare it. Hey, did you see this?
Wow, this is a pretty good insight. Don't ask for likes, comments, or shares. Don't take hours to respond without an excuse. Well, what if... I guess the excuse would be if you're busy. I mean, are you a bad person if you don't respond right away? I mean, I guess if you're knowingly doing it to somebody important in your life, but sometimes stuff is going on. You don't actually have to leave a voice message. Okay, how often do you two leave a voice message? Typical week, how often?
Once.
Well, yeah, through this thing.
Does work count?
Yeah.
I leave several voicemails.
So, okay. Work. Outside of work.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm saying once the entire time. The only time I leave a voicemail is if it's absolutely necessary, in the sense, when I was gone, Shaletta needed an answer to something.
Yep.
So I called her voice. I called. It went to voicemail. I left the answer in the voicemail, and then I hung up.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever left me a voicemail, right?
There's no reason to. If it is something that is important enough that I need to communicate to you in a long-form conversation, leaving a voicemail telling you to call me back is redundant. I called you. You know that. I'm not just calling to chat. There's something there.
Wow. Adam, can you occasionally call me just to chat?
Mm-mm.
No, it's normally by 3 o'clock. I've talked to you
enough. You're dead to me.
Move on. It's okay to text happy birthday, Merry Christmas. You don't have to call. Oh, yeah, for sure it's okay. Now, if it's your kids, the girls, you abandon. Whose birthday did you abandon to go to Vegas for a day?
Morgan's.
Morgan. Did you text her or did you call her?
I called her.
You called her. That's good.
I think I FaceTimed her.
Oh, very good. Try not to deliver bad news via text. What about that one, Adam?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier.
Well, what was that?
It's a lot easier.
Somebody texted me something.
It can be really.
Oh no! Yeah, this is our friend Kim, because I texted her something funny and she responded, "I'm dying." I said, I hope you mean laughing, because if you're being serious, this is an inappropriate way to tell me that.
Yeah, there's a line of what's appropriate to share via text message. And yeah, bad news is not.
No.
Nope.
Among the texts, there's nothing more frustrating when you're texting someone and then they call you because they don't want to text. Yeah, you wouldn't, Lindsay, you would not like that, right?
Well, it depends on who it was.
Right. But it's somebody that is not real close to you.
Yeah,
And
I would ignore it.
Yeah.
We were communicating just fine.
So in other words, you're texting and it's two or three texts in and then they just call you.
I would let it go to voicemail.
You let it go to voicemail.
I don't like talking on the phone. And if you choose to communicate with me, that is just what you have to deal with. John and I got actually into a little spat about this the other night because...
Adam, I think we should leave like 40 voicemails for Lindsay this weekend just to check.
Go right ahead.
When will you listen to them?
I won't. There's no reason to.
Have to listen anymore because they transcribe them for you now.
Well, I don't pay extra for that.
We literally don't even want to hear...
Mamma mia!
People anymore. It's just, our voicemails are now transcribed so we can read them.
Yeah.
The only person allowed to leave me voicemails is Karen Gensel.
That's it, Mom.
She is the world's best.
How about Sid? Could he leave you voicemail? Cook is now calling.
Very nice. Leave me a voicemail. Tell me nice things about me, Dan.
That's good.
Thanks for calling.
This is the guy, by the way, who we called a couple of years in a row on his birthday until
he hung up on us.
He hung up on us.
On the air.
I say this in the sense that I am so well known in my group of friends not be a phone person. They all knew something was wrong when I called them to tell them that my dad had passed away.
Oh.
They all were like, yeah, this isn't good. Yeah. So anytime I call now, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, right.
Because I just don't call. Actually, that's kind of a funny story because I know you say you're not allowed to have two best friends, but I do have two best friends,
Adam,
and they both had just such different reactions to it.
Adam, can you have two best
friends? Okay, this is not – I don't want to have this debate right now. This is the rabbit hole you go down,
you
and
can't.
That's why
– Can't. Got one. Yes or no, Adam?
Oh, no, you can have two best friends.
Okay.
Annie thought something was wrong.
Okay.
And Julie thought I was getting engaged. So,
oh!
Very different reactions when I told Julie what had happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, friends can react. A number of people are calling in or texting. They'd like your number to leave a message. Would you like to give out your number right now?
You can call the front desk and ask for Lindsay Gensel, and it'll get transferred to my voicemail, because that happens. Yesterday, a lovely woman left me a voicemail.
And how was it? Oh, that was the good one, though, right? It was about the show?
No, that woman sent me an email.
Oh, okay.
This woman was confused about something you said on air, and I had no clue what she was talking about. And she very honestly told me she doesn't have the internet, so she called me to find out.
Wow.
I get a lot of those.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of people who call here, Carter. You know this, who just call in to 651-989-9226. Don't call right now. And just want to ask random questions. Like, we're just here as like a clearinghouse of the internet.
What time is Target open till? Where's the nearest Red Savoy by my house?
Oh, Red Savoy. What do we think? Carter, Red Savoy.
Definitely.
Lindsay, Red Savoy.
What about it?
Like it?
I've never had it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You know, maybe you start answering your voicemails. I mean, maybe
then I'll get some Red Savoy.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, Red Savoy. God, pizza. Pizza.
No, you always know when it's a person call a PR pitch, they always leave a voicemail.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, we're at a point where we're now at, what, half our phone calls are spam now? I mean, are we literally headed for 75% of phone calls? I mean,
yeah.
We didn't talk about it yesterday, but the big phone announcement, what was it, Samsung? The $2,000 phone that folds. If dough was not an option, would you get it?
No.
Carter?
No.
Yeah. It's just another thing to have to do. Like, it's another way to drop your phone if you think about it.
Yeah,
pull it out and you have to open it and then it goes flying.
It's going flying? Does the phone fly?
No,
oh,
but you know
great.
What I'm saying? Like, we already drop our phones all
the
time.
That's true.
And then you add in another motion.
Well, and I think
didn't we have flip phones at one point? Weren't those a thing?
What, did you have a Razor?
I did have a Motorola Razor. I lost one running for the train one time. Lost in the snow.
Oh.
Could not find it.
Not good. I don't think I've ever lost my phone.
That's the only time I've lost.
Trust me, around the house, I'm like, everybody, where the hell is my phone? And by the way, the last 3-4 years, that's happening more often.
Remember when you used to have to text, like hitting the numbers and would have to go through?
Yes.
ABC, you know?
Or it was a phone where you had to pop up something where the numbers and text were there. Did you just have the traditional silver razor?
Razor.
Yeah. Right?
That was a cool phone.
I had a pink one.
Yeah. Did you have to, were there black ones? I'm trying to remember.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
The silver was the first one, right?
Yeah.
That was a cool phone. How many people still, how many younger people, okay, and let's just say younger, under 55, I just threw that number out there just to try to include myself in younger people, have a flip phone? Because you hear occasionally how they might come back. It's got to be a low percentage, right, Lindsay? Is it under 5%? If, again, finances aren't the problem from stopping you. Carter, would you ever go back to a flip phone?
Be tough to do now.
I think it would be, you know? I don't want a phone, like going back to the Samsung phone, I don't want a phone that I have to have my satchel with me to carry around. As a guy, aren't most guys still putting them in their pocket at some point versus female has the purse option? Would you want just the, I mean, do most women you know, Lindsay, put their phone in their purse or something as opposed to in a pocket?
Yeah. Most of us carry them, most
in
of us.
Something, right?
In something, yeah.
That's why this phone.
Well, this was, I was going to tweet Darusha about this the other day. He was, you know, having a moment about how big cell phones don't fit in men's pants pockets and women can just put them in our purses. And it was like, well, carry a purse. No one says you can't carry a purse. If you're going to complain about having to put them in your pockets, then one, get a smaller phone.
Yeah.
Or two, carry a purse and
where are we at with the MERS? Is the MERS popular right now? Carter, would you want a MERS?
No.
I don't think I would either, but I do. I use my work bag.
I have a backpack that I use quite a bit.
But like
to and from work.
But let's say we were going out to get beers tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, I'm just not. Used
I hate
to
just
it.
Having a lot of. If I have more than I hate having even more than my phone in my pockets, like keys. I can't. You know, like if I can somehow leave my keys.
Well, that's because you're wearing those skinny jeans. Yeah. Okay, to show off. You know, the goods. You know, so hey, when you got it,
you got it. You show it off.
K&S is the best company in this area. I'll take on all comers. They have been in business for 31 years of great success with a furnace, with an air conditioner, helping you out with a fall furnace tune-up, helping you out in the spring to make sure your air conditioner is working. I've been talking about it for 5-plus years, and last year I purchased a furnace and an air conditioner from K&S Heating and Air. They have a fantastic deal right now. For less than $1,500, $1,495, you can get a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace. Have them out. Free home estimate. Really good people. Trustworthy and professionals. For all the information, I think the best way to go is online. KSheating.com. Welcome back on WCCO. Chad and Sid Hartman with you. Let's start with Jerry Kill in a national interview unleashing on PJ Fleck. Highly critical of him, saying he's changed as a person. Very critical of how he dismissed what Jerry Kill and Tracy Claes had done. Saying he's changed as a person. How surprised were you when you heard those comments?
I was very surprised because Kill normally doesn't criticize people. I mean, he's a very good guy. I was really surprised, but apparently he just has some feeling about that. I was surprised. I didn't think he would do something like that.
Well, I was told a couple years ago that Kill and Fleck had one phone call, and it was Kill yelling at Fleck, telling him how inappropriate he thought his words were about changing the culture, that nothing needed to change. Do you think Fleck has been too critical of the program he inherited? Because that's part of what Kill's mad about. Kill feels like Fleck is acting like he took over a program at the bottom, and Kill feels like he did a very good job.
I don't think he has been too critical. He just told the facts. They haven't won. Let's face the facts. The football program, no attendance. They're not winning. I mean, Kill did a pretty good job, but I don't know how to talk about that.
Do you think Jerry Kill's words were inappropriate? Should he have said what he said?
I was surprised he talked about that. I don't know. I just think the two of them don't get along, didn't get along when they were there, and this resulted in that criticism.
All right, Gopher basketball. They lose to a good team last night. Not a great team. I don't think Michigan's a great team. Once again, shooting, terrible. Offense, terrible. The score is not indicative of the game. No. It was a double-figure game throughout almost the entire second half. What's your overview on the game last night?
Well, just not very good. Coffee is terrible. What did he get, 5 points?
Yeah, poor shooting. He's not terrible, but he's been inconsistent, and he's had a number of poor games of late. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, Murphy is the only guy that really does anything for him. They got two games. I don't know if they can beat Rutgers down there. I question whether they can win a road game. And then they got Purdue at home. They got no chance of going to the NCAA. I don't think any chance at all.
Do you think Richard Pitino, his job, is in trouble this year? Or does he for sure get at least one more year?
I think he got one more year. And then I think he's in trouble. Basketball has to draw money. It has to draw people.
They didn't have a very good crowd last night.
No, they had a terrible crowd last night. And I think one more year, and if he doesn't do, I think his job is questionable.
The most discussed player in college basketball by far is Zion Williamson. Yeah. At Duke. He gets hurt in the first 30 seconds. The Nike shoe blows out. He hurts his knee. They get killed by North Carolina, great team. So now the conversation has turned to, should he play anymore? And should high school kids be forced to go to 1 year of college before they go to the pro game? What do you think about that? Do you think Williamson, if healthy, should play? And if a kid wants to leave high school and go right to the pros, should he have that chance?
Well, okay. All depends how serious that knee injury is. If that knee injury is serious, he's not going to go to the pros.
Well, hold on. The knee injury is not that serious. Huh? It's only a grade one, so it's not that serious. Yeah. He's going to play. He will be healthy enough to play later this year. Yeah. Do you think he should play later this year? Because a lot of people are talking about, do you want to risk another injury when you have a chance to be the number one pick in the NBA draft?
I think it all depends how serious that injury is. They say it's not an injury. It's not serious. If it's not serious, he'll turn pro. If it's serious, he probably won't turn pro.
But I'll try one more time. It's not serious.
Okay.
You have to understand that. It's not serious.
What should he do?
But I'm asking you, because I would keep playing. If he wants to play, I would keep playing. Okay. He said he wanted to go to college. He said even if high school kids could go right to the pros, he would go right to the pros. I don't think legally it can hold up, though. I don't understand. I don't understand how they can prevent kids right from high school going to the pro game if legally they challenge it. Selfishly, the college game is better. I get it. And the kids potentially could be better, but I think they should have the opportunity, if they want to go right from high school, to the NBA.
Well, the University of Minnesota president is on that committee and talking about that. They're talking about making some kind of a change in that thing. They would not be able to go to high school to the pros if they put the new rules in. We'll see what happens. But I think if the kids are good enough to out of high school and want to go to the pros, they'll be able to go.
All right, the Twins are about to start playing games down in Fort Myers. We're seeing the stories from afar. What is capturing your attention with the Twins so far?
I don't know what to think about the Twins. I think their pitching is a big, big question. Sano is a question. Buxton is a question. I think that although the people who talk about how teams are going to do, talk about only Cleveland being better in the division than them. Kansas City's terrible. Detroit's terrible. The White Sox are terrible. Maybe the Twins can finish above those teams. This guy's never managed before. They got all new coaches and stuff like that. I think they're a big question mark.
Yeah, the division, the one team that's a bit interesting is Chicago. The White Sox have a lot of good prospects. You know, now most people seem to think they're a year away. They put big money into Machado, right? They believe their offer for Machado was even more than the Padres. You still have so many free agents, unsigned. Long story today in USA Today, how the players are upset about this. I think we're headed for a strike in a couple of years. I think the owners might be doing this for the right reasons, but the players think collusion is taking place. They don't understand, and I think it's a fair question, why all these great players, back-to-back years, aren't signed to contracts.
Well, Harper's a good... See, he's supposed to be one of the best players of all time. And here's spring training going on with a week or 10 days, and he's not signed yet. There's talk about the Phillies and Andy McPhail signing him. But at this point, the shortstop got a fantastic contract with the San Diego that normally don't do that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But I think the Twins are a big question mark.
We'll end right there. My father, as always, on the Sports Huddle on Sunday. Back in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. We might get back to the story, although we're not going to be here. It's kind of, should we just say goodbye to each other here? It's been a good run. I am about to go on a fan in the stands event to Jupiter at the Orchid Asia Spa. That's where we're going. That's one of our days. No, we're going to Fort Myers.
What's this? We
WCCO listeners and I. Yeah. I mean, would you like?
Nice. Fox old buddy there when the going gets tough.
Yeah. Am I going on your trip later this year?
Well, you could have.
Yeah. Paid for it. You could have paid for this one also.
I guess.
We could probably still make accommodations if you'd like to come with.
but I just share a room.
As long as you take the bed with Q. You and Q in that bed. I'm over here in that one. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Four ball games. Maybe a little Captiva, a little Sanibel Island. So I'm out. Lindsay, tell people where you're going next.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, actually. I'm leaving early next week. John and I are going down to see my mother in Florida. And
will you exchange cats again? Because don't you have different cats right now? Or whatever
cats
happened?
Are staying the same. I'm actually I just arranged for the sweet girls across the cul-de-sac to come and check on Betty. And Ada will go to John's parents' place. So our responsibilities are taken care of as long as it doesn't snow anymore. And we are then spending about 5 days in Florida. And then we're driving up to Plains, Georgia, and we're going to Bible study with President Carter. And then we're spending—
Hold on. He's going to be there.
Uh-huh. He hosts Bible study 2 Sundays a month.
Can we book him?
I know.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Nashville for 3 days.
That's one of your
places.
We're
all going to Nashville.
John
went to grad school there.
Oh, okay.
That's where he got his master's. And
that's
we've never been together in Nashville. We've never gone together to Nashville. And so we're going to do some music and just kind of hang out. And then we'll drive back.
So you're back 2 weeks from Monday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long one.
Yeah.
Adam, you just came back. I mean, from your glorious vacation. I mean, are you excited for us that we're getting to travel at all?
Sure, have fun.
Yeah. How sincere did that sound, Lindsay? 0 to 10, how sincere?
I think he'll be just fine, because how long until Spain?
Well, it's a month and a half. Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, they were hoping that I would watch the dog. So I think the buttering up will begin when I get
there. Oh, no, we found it.
Oh,
we
you
found
did?
A woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had Gertie while we were in Mexico.
Oh, I thought you meant like a random woman that just came up. And
yeah, we just left Gertie outside, you know, tied her up to the rope.
Are we going to hear a new CISA? If you'd like to travel to Jupiter, Florida, we've got some new locations. We understand.
Good neighbor tour.
Good neighbor tour. We know Robert Kraft is a big name, but apparently... Who is the bigger name? Adam Schefter saying Robert Kraft is not the biggest name.
I might have to put push notifications on this weekend. Just
you guessed it. Frank Stallone.
All right. Be good, everybody. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.